Scott Rodd from the Sacramento Business Journal joins us now for a check on the week's business news, something we do every Friday. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Steve.
Big news this week about U.S. Foods coming to Sacramento. The food distributor announced plans to build a site at McClellan Park.
Yeah, the distribution facility will cost about $72 million to build and will measure about 355,000 square feet. U.S. Foods wants to move ahead quickly on the project following the announcement, estimating that construction will begin by the middle of next year and the facility will open by the end of 2020.
And this project's been in the works for a while, right?
That's right. U.S. Foods purchased the 35-acre property at McClellan Park back in 2011 with the plan to build a distribution facility. And that plan was put on hold, however, when its competitor, Sysco, revealed that it planned to buy U.S. Foods. Sysco already has a distribution center that services the area, so it would have been redundant to build another one. But that potential deal fell apart in 2015, which revived U.S. Foods' plan to build the facility at McClellan.
And there are some incentives here, too. Talk a little bit about the breaks U.S. Foods is getting from both Sacramento County and the state to commit to build at McClellan.
Well, in June, the state awarded a $7 million tax credit through its California Competes program. And earlier this week, the Sacramento County Board of Supervisors approved an incentive package that offers about $1 million in savings on electricity costs and impact fees. State and county officials believe those incentives are worth the 160 to 180 good-paying jobs the facility is expected to bring to the area.
Development projects continue to pop up in Natomas around the site of the future corporate campus for health insurer Centene. What's the latest project you guys are tracking?
The hotel corporation Hyatt recently submitted plans to the city of Sacramento for a four-story, 200-room hotel on Duckhorn Drive, just on the other side of the freeway from Centene's planned corporate campus. This is the ninth hotel proposal the city has received for this area, and the largest so far in terms of rooms. The area has also seen a sharp increase in proposals for apartments and housing over the last year, since the city announced it was in talks with Centene about building a corporate campus up in Natomas. The campus is expected to bring about 5,000 employees to the area, which the proposed housing and hotel developments are eager to support.
When is the hotel expected to open, and is there a price tag on it?
Well, if the city approves the project in the next few months, construction could begin by next summer and completed in about 18 months. The hotel is expected to cost between $40 and $45 million.
And finally, Sacramento is looking at ways to address the shortage of childcare options. What exactly is the city considering?
Councilman Eric Guerra, who is a recent father himself, has really taken the lead on this issue. In recent weeks, he held a public hearing on the issue and has proposed offering incentives to developers for including childcare centers in new projects in Sacramento.
Of course, childcare prices are a problem in many parts of the country, not just here. But just how bad is it in Sacramento?
You know, it's not as expensive as some major cities like San Francisco or New York, but it's pretty bad. On average, childcare costs over $1,400 a month in the Sacramento region, according to a recent analysis. And wait lists at childcare facilities can be over a year. The wait list is especially long for infants.
What kinds of incentives would Councilman Guerra like to see?
Guerra didn't share specifics about what those incentives would be. It seems to be a concept in the works, but he mentioned some ongoing projects like the downtown rail yards, the affordable housing that will replace the San Juan Motel on Stockton Boulevard, and some mixed-use developments near light rail stations in the region that would be ideal for new childcare facilities.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
That's Scott Rodd from the Sacramento Business Journal. There's more business news at capradio.org.